No parliament this week, but the government can't escape its internal divisions. Michelle Grattan joins us now. Michelle, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
Well, speaking of climate and the ructions in the coalition turbocharged by climate policy, Matt Canavan has made it clear he'll fight tooth and nail against 2050 zero emissions. He says it's fantastical. That would include crossing the floor, apparently. Michael McCormick's rejected it. The IPCC is not governing Australia, he says. The PM has little room to manoeuvre here. Can he manage this? Does he want to manage this?
Obviously, he wants to manage trying to get to a position where this issue is not a negative for the government. But I think that he is constrained on all sides, and also he's not particularly visionary in this policy space himself. He's got the Nationals, which are going to become more hardline because Michael McCormack is under a lot of pressure from those who would take his job, and they want a tough climate policy. They do not want to move down the more climate change route. And on the other side, you've got, of course, the moderate Liberals who are becoming much more outspoken on the issue. So Scott Morrison is really squeezed. He talks about relying on technology, but I think that he'll have to do more than that to get an acceptable policy.
Well, I think as Jennifer Westcott was saying, at some point we've got to set down a target, and then we've got to set down a guideline of how we're going to get there. Really, it's going to take some real structure and action. That's what we're missing. And of course, the Prime Minister's trying to deal with that. He's also dealing with the fallout from the sports rort scandal. Phil Gaetjens, the head of his department, has explained how he found that Bridget McKenzie's decision making wasn't politically biased. His submission to the Senate inquiry last week rejected the finding by the audit office that the grants were handed out using that colour-coded spreadsheet. Now, it was his submission and it backs up his report, so funnily enough. But, Michelle, the wash-up of all of this, besides undermining public trust in our politician, here we've got the country's top public servant clashing with the head of the Auditor General. Really, two top office holders independent of government.
Well, the audit office was before the Senate inquiry the other day. They stuck very strongly to their line about the political nature of these decisions. Phil Gaetjens presumably will be called. It'll be interesting to see how he defends his position. Mm-hmm. Scoped out arguments, yeah. But I think people will want to know a lot more detail.
I think they will. It's whether they get it. That's the question. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra.